Blog Talk Radio.
What a new schoolboy. Yeah, man. This is just a spinoff of the stand up, my nigga. Don't get mad about this, but I had to do something for the mixtape. That shit was hard as fuck. So, you know, I just did my own little version of it. You know, my shit. So, it's okay. The dagger. Yeah. Now, why is everything always a struggle and fight? It's alright, it gives me something when I step to the mic. The end is in my sight, but damn, look, it's so far to travel. And I done come along so far, so I stay ready to battle. I gotta look out for them booty traps. Eating scooby snacks, you see that rant here, they off track. She need a match to state, in fact, the world and people in it are fuck. Liars, cheaters, women beaters, everybody's corrupt. Even me, from that last line, I'm two of the three. Even though I know it's wrong because it happened to me. That shit hurt like a motherfucker, still I persist. Not jumping off a cliff, splitting wrists, and killing the bitch. If that happens, I go straight to jail. Life sends in the hell. You ain't even worth it, bitch. I hope that nigga treats you well. I'm moving past you. I see you in my rear view. You just adding all the other bullshit I feel for. Stand up, walk strong. Even though the path's long, all I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. Stand up, walk strong. Even though the path's long, all I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. I gotta stay ahead. If you ain't with me, then you fall behind. I'm seeing through the pitch black. You wish that you had eyes like my materialism. Old prisons are racist. No one really gives a fuck. I'm dealing with the realism. Unity is close to none. Watch your foes, watch your friends. Money is the root of evil. Dying over Benjamins. Don't get me wrong, I love it too. Look at what we going through. But now I'm saying, if you see me, better follow through. Cause now I'm looking out for me, my niggas, and my family. People on my level with the money making strategy. Weed is for my battery. I smoke it to charge up. But if I wanna act a nut, I pop a pill of power up. 83% in my cup. Watch me as I float around.
Dagger, put your fucking arms down. You're standing on the ground.
These faces got me dizzy, y'all. I'm feeling myself. And all these bitches want to know. I'm just trying to help. Come on, stand up, walk strong. Even though the path's long, all I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. Stand up, walk strong. Even though the path's long, all I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. The dagger you can't be without, but people always talk about. I give you haters 12 bars. Go ahead and let it out.
You ain't never struggled, never slept on the floor. You always out of home and food. You never ever been poor. You don't belong in the streets. You ain't the ghetto homie, more like Santa Monica Beach. Have you ever shot a nigga?
No.
Ever slapped some dope?
No.
Ever slap a bitch?
No. But I push your heart though.
You see what we mean? You ain't just off of the struggle. And you ain't never been to jail, so you ain't never in trouble. You don't deserve the name of O.
No.
Your name should be Todd, cause you wear a button up and work an actual job. Do you furl?
Just pop.
You ain't hypey at all. We never see you at the swap when you shop at the mall.
Now I done heard what y'all have said, and I'm so happy that you think it's true. That means I'm doing something right, so all I say is fuck. Stand up, walk strong. Even though the path's long, all I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling
fuck me,
fuck it then.
Fuck you.
Stand up, walk strong. Even though the path's long, all I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling
fuck me,
fuck it then.
Fuck you.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, and if you tuned in right now, you're officially listening to Fuck You Fridays, all right? So it's officially about to go down. I don't know if it's going to be a whole show, y'all. I don't know how I feel right now. I feel a lot of things right now, so we'll see how things go and the night progresses, but we'll start off as we always do. Shout out to Boss Lady Topaz Bichette. Again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. So thank you for creating Bang Out Radio. I'll have to keep things moving and keep things going for myself, these independent artists, my co-hosts, Beauties of the Week, just anybody that supports that realness, that supports that independence, that's out there just trying to do something, all right? Next, all independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music, all right? Keep sending it to dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that is dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? I have three shows. Well, actually, I got four shows. Three of them play music. I will find a place for it in rotation, all right? So make sure you get it in. And, of course, last but not least, if anybody takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, to, again, support me, support anybody that comes on to the show, supports my co-host. Just like I said, if you support reality, if you support keeping it real at all times, if you support people trying to do something by themselves, for themselves, you know what I mean, then that's what we're here for, right? And that's the platform we're also here for. And then also, don't keep in mind, you just like a place where, you know, people can get some shit off their chest and, you know, say what they got to say without nobody judging them or anything like that. We got that for y'all, too, so... Yeah, that's what it is, and that's what today is all about. You know, it is officially Fuck You Fridays. And again, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you can just chill in the queue. or you press 1 to holler at me, let me know you want to holler at me tonight if you got anything you want to get off your chest. But, yeah, as for me, like I said, I don't know. Hold on, I'm trying to find a way to prop this phone up because I got my headphones in. I'm supposed to have my Bluetooth. If I had my Bluetooth, it should be a lot easier. Let me see if I do have my Bluetooth. I could have swore I picked it up. That would help things immensely. You know, because, of course, you know, on the move, as usual, I should have just sat my ass still where I was and just did the show from there. But, of course, you know, I'm trying to stay in motion, keep moving. And, damn it, nope, I don't see my Bluetooth. So, let's see. We got to go see how that works. So, I don't know. Hopefully, y'all can hear me. Like I said, I hope everything's not too fucked up. But right now, like I said, on location in Leimert Park. And that's in L.A. Cali. Yeah, in L.A. Cali. L.A. West Coast all day. I don't know, you know, for those that don't know, this is basically where, you know, the black people congregate. Well, not all the black people, but, you know, if you in the heart of L.A., you know, black people all know Leimert Park. So that's where I'm at right now. Just posted, chilling, laughing at these, like I said, it's Friday. I didn't realize there was a lot of Rosses and Jamaican spots down here, you know. I ain't actually been down here and actually sat down here in a minute. And it's funny because these is true. These must be true, like a lot of stuff. I heard they say, because my nigga, I'm looking at my nigga right here, like I said, and I can't make this up, but I'm looking at him. He's got the Rafiki stick. You know, from the Lion King, the monkey, he had his stick that was taller than him. Well, this nigga right here got the Rafiki stick that's taller than him, brown stick, got a little green paint on it with shit hanging from it and everything like that. It's like, oh, see? And then, but see? And then when people call black people monkeys and shit or whatever, you know, it's like, but I don't know. When they're walking around with sticks looking like that, I don't know what it's for. I'm sorry, not to doubt. Or, you know, I'm sure it has some cultural thing going on with it or something like that. But I don't know. But just standing on the side of the street with a stick, not to me. At least not out here in Cali. I'm sorry. But shit, as far as that goes, but. Like I said, as I was saying, I don't know if I'm going to do the whole show or how I feel about doing the whole show, but I'm at least going to smoke this blunt with y'all and chillax for a second and just talk to y'all. And again, I don't know how I feel. I don't know how I've been feeling lately. It's kind of a weird feeling. I don't know if I'm even feeling anything at all because, you know, just so much happens. There's so much that I want to do. There's so much that I'm trying to get to. There's so many things that I feel I'm destined to do, but on the other side of it, just because, you know, not everybody does what they're supposed to do in life. And that's kind of fucking with me a little bit because, you know, it's always a blessing to be able to get paid doing something that you love instead of just getting paid just doing whatever. I mean, I think everybody could agree with that. I mean, everybody wants a job or wants to get paid doing something that they actually want to do. I mean, what's better than getting paid for doing what you want to do? But that's not the case. Because there's so many of us doing jobs or at jobs because you have to be. You know what I mean? So. And you're doing it because, again, it's not what you want to do. It's what you have to do. You got bills to pay. You got kids. Got this. Got that. So you got to make money somewhere. And then on the side, you're doing what you want to do. Your hobbies, this, that, or whatever. Why my nigga got a top hat on? God, I don't know about these rosters, man. My bad. But hold on. Got to open the door real quick. Y'all hear some noise. So hold on a second. Got to brush the weed off. Get out of here. All right, there we go, back inside. All right, got to find a place to put the phone. Hopefully y'all can hear me and I can still talk. That may work, although it looks real ridiculous how I got the phone wrapped around my head, but we're going to make it work. I just realized I really wish I was the type of person that was like, I wish I didn't have any goals or any ambitions. I wish I was like a lot of these other people out here, you know, that are cool with just doing whatever to get by on a daily basis. You know, just smoke every day, pop pills every day. You know, all you do is think about how to get high and then just go to sleep, and then the next day that's all you're worried about again. You know, shit like that. You know, it's I really wish I had no ambition sometimes, because if I didn't, I would just be just fine where I'm at with everything. I wouldn't expect so much from people. I wouldn't expect so much from myself. I wouldn't want so many things to happen. I wouldn't be able to see certain things being able to happen if only certain means were met, you know. And it's hard when you always feel like you come up short. You always fall just short. Like, and what people don't realize is that, like I say it all the time, if I ever get on in any shape, way, or form or whatever, I mean, it's on and popping, and not just on no asshole type shit. It's just like, I got so much shit going through my head where I can just, you know, put shit together. Not just for me, like I said, as a whole. Because no matter what, as far as I go, and I realize this about myself, is that I still seem to think about others. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. But at the same time, if you build up a strong foundation with certain people in certain situations, doing certain things when you know people is on, shit, it's like, you know, some round table shit. You know, I don't mind being Excalibur sitting around the table with the knights, you know what I mean, if you want to look at it that way. I have no problem with that. Because one thing I've also always noticed about myself, or what I continue to notice about myself, is that I can't be a follower. I never have been. I never really gave a fuck about what the next person was doing ever in life. Because I learned really early on that no matter what you're doing, if it's not helping me, then it's not affecting me, then it's none of my business. Or I'm not going to get involved in it. Wait, hold on, y'all. Sorry, hold on. I'm not going to be involved in it. I'm not going to even bother with it, because it's like it has nothing to do with me. I learned that real, real early on, which is also sad because, you know, those people that are always curious about things, curious about that, you know, real inquisitive minds, you know, want to know how things work and shit like that. Like, nah. Not me. You know, I'm a very simple man. I've said that before, too. Very simple. I know what I want. I know what I like. I know what I want to deal with. I know what I'm willing to deal with. I know what I'm not willing to deal with. I mean, at 31, I think I pretty much know exactly how I feel about shit and where I'm at in life and where I want to be and where I want to go and what I need to do. So it's like, now what the fuck are you going to do? Like I said, if I had no ambition, and if I just really didn't give a fuck about anything, then me not having a job or anything like that wouldn't bother me. I wouldn't care about that. But that bothers me. Only because, like I said, I can't get paid for my music right now, so I can't get paid doing what I want to do, but I know I need to do something. And I'm not trying to be on that illegal shit. That illegal shit, No, I'm not even going to say nothing about that. Because that illegal shit, it can be quick, it can be fast. But again, I don't want to be that person. I'm fucked up enough already. You know what I mean? And I'm a drug user. The last thing I need is some kind of case or something like that, this, that, or whatever, or somebody that snitched on me, or, you know, somebody that brought somebody who was undercut. You know, all kind of bullshit happens in the game. In that game. And I'm not trying to be involved in that. That ain't my speed. You know, that's not what I do. That's not how I get by. That's not how I carry myself. Because if I do a crime, best believe it's going to be something that's going to be worth it. So if I do get locked up or something like that, then when I get out, I'm walking into my house or some shit like that. You know, I got some shit set up waiting for it, you know, if it's going to be some shit. Yeah, go see Dagger going down, you know, for robbing a motherfucking 7-Eleven or nothing like that. That's some stupid shit. That's dumb. Liquor store robbery, blah, 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 this, that, whatever. Nah, never. Not going to happen. So it's like, but see, but that's always the curse. But again, that's the curse of being a good guy, you know? That's the curse. But it's okay, because somebody has to do it. Somebody has to do it. And one thing also, I think I've accepted my role. You know, when you just accept the position you're supposed to play or whatever. I mean, I don't feel I'm supposed to play this position, you know, like jobless, blah, blah, this, that, or whatever. But that's gonna fix. It's going to get fixed. I mean the position as far as, like I said, I'm here. I'm really here just to make sure other people get where they need to go. Because I'm gonna be all right regardless. I noticed that. Like regardless, I'm gonna be okay. Because I couldn't stop and I couldn't do none of that. You know, I couldn't stop or any of that shit if I wanted to. So no matter, because I've been down before. I've been worse. I've been a lot worse in the situation I'm in now. So, but it just sucks because, you know, as soon as you get up, you think you up, then something knocks you back down. I mean, it's that life roller coaster, up, down, up, down. But some of y'all just be down. And I was down for a long time, you know, depression and everything. But like I said, even with depression, I was still doing what I needed to do. You know what I mean? I don't let emotion fuck up what I gotta do. I just deal with it and keep pushing. Bury it down. Push it way, way back. But that's not healthy either. Which is why I'm thankful for the show and everything, which is why I'm thankful for music, because it gives me, like I said, it gives me that outlet I need. That's the only outlet I need. I get everything out on that. Like on these shows and all my music. That's how I let it out. That's how I get it out. Like, yes, I'm smoking weed. Why are you staring at me? Fuck. See, that's also what I mean. Niggas is trying to mind his business. The fuck you looking at? See how I try to be that person. Like, so I don't know. I don't know what to tell y'all. Like I said, when the show was down for 3 weeks, you know what I mean? That shit hurt me, y'all. It really hurt. Like I said, I don't know how y'all really felt about it. You know, as a whole, I know a few people may have missed the show, wondering what was going on, what the fuck was up. But I mean, as a whole, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what y'all feel out there. I don't know what's going through y'all heads. But, you know, I always assume the worst. So I just assume, you know, people just go about their day's lives, do what you do. It's not like, oh, my God, Bang Out Radio wasn't on. What happened? I wish it was like that, though. I wanted to be on point like that. You know what I mean? You never know what may happen still down the line. But I know we ain't there yet, but that's the shit I'm talking about. Like, I want to do Bang Out Radio mixtapes. I want to do Bang Out Radio tours, you know, city to city, you know. I know y'all out there, you know what I mean? I'm trying to come where y'all at. Shit, I have y'all come down here to where I'm at. No, excuse me. But at the same time, like I said, I ain't balling. I wish I was. I can't fly niggas out here. I can't put niggas up in hotels. You know, I can't fly beauty to LA. You know, I can't reserve clubs, you know, where niggas can perform at and shit. I can't do it all by myself. Damn right, if I could, best believe I would, because I know what the outcome would be. I know what the big picture would be. But see what I mean? It's always just falling up just that much short. So I don't know. Gonna see what happens. Gonna see what goes on. Just gotta keep it moving. Take it day by day, day by day. You know. But I guess it's just like gambling. I mean, look, y'all. A lot of niggas gamble more than other people do. A lot of people, but you know, some of y'all gambling with the wrong things. Some of y'all putting the wrong things up there like that. So you gotta watch what you're gambling with. But if you are gonna gamble, you know, if that right hand comes along and it's looking good, you know, go big and then get the fuck on. You know, step away from the table, go, you know, take the money somewhere else, do something, you know what I mean? Don't sit there, because the longer you play, the more you lose. That's the rule, period. So, but I'd rather work. And the cold part is I just want to do what I know I'm good at. So if I can't even be allowed to do what I'm good at, you know what I mean, and get paid off of that, then it's like, what's the fuck? I understand why people just say fuck work. I mean, I understand. I understand why people don't want to get involved in shit or whatever, why people want to make the easy buck, this, that. Trust me, I know. What they always say, like in dominoes, you know what I mean? All money ain't good money. You can't. Or like I said, it goes both ways. All money ain't good money, but if you're gonna do wrong, do it right. And like I said, there's no shame in quitting while you're ahead. You know, going out on top. Nothing wrong with it. If you win the game. They say, once you think about getting out, that's the time to get out. Once you think about it, that's the time to get out. So, like I said, I don't want a lot of y'all doing kind of shit that you don't need to be doing. Hold on one second. Yeah, sorry about that. But, like I said, you just gotta, I'm sorry, I'm looking around, because you know how black people are. I'm sorry. I am in Lemur Park, and there's just a lot of niggas starting to show up around here now, walking around here and everything, so, you know, I'm sorry, I don't trust niggas. So I keep my head on the swivel, you know what I mean, niggas out here, hoodies, basketball shirts and shit. Yeah, I'm stereotyping, I'm sorry, but I mean, shit, fuck you gotta stay alive. Nigga might make a sudden move, huh, let me lock my door, like, But again, I'm not gonna do a whole show, because on one side of things, I'm just here chilling by myself. You know, on the other side of things, it's like I don't want to keep where I'm at right now. I don't got really know where I can go. I mean, I got a lot of things I can go. I got a lot of things I can talk about. But even to me right now, it feels like it would be boring. Like I said, after maybe it's just weed or whatever. I just want to smoke. Like I said, it's Friday. If you ain't got no issues or if you ain't got nothing to worry about, then don't even bring it up. You know what I mean? Don't even trip about it. Enjoy the weekend. Get into it. And then, like I said, we'll fuck with y'all. Just come back on Slap Sundays. We'll be a full effect. Yeah, fully flicked. Brand new music. A lot of new slappers. We're going to be slapping stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. All right? So, y'all know where it's at. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, The Dagger. LA West Coast all day. And see y'all on Sunday. I'm out.